Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. Oh, hi.
Right before you hit record, I said green light, that it's time for antics, like Tom indicated to Tom.
I am so excited for this moment right now together.
It's, you know what? I was so ready to not think about Vanderpump Rules again for at least one calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
But then mid reunion episode, they were like, secrets revealed. And I was like, no, I don't want it.
I'm not a secrets revealed girl.
Me either.
I've never watched one.
No, me either. It's usually just like funny, crazy stuff. But like this one, I might, because these were some juicy secrets.
I know, but the only thing that I think would come out of the secrets revealed is like just more awkward antics, don't you think? Like, I don't think someone's going to say something they didn't.
Yeah, it would just be cringe.
Like, I feel like they included everything that is new info.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't you think?
It would just be like, you know, like longing gazes at each other and secret butt grabs and things. But we've already seen that. They're not very good at hiding it, those two dodo birds, poo-poo heads.
They're not. I mean, I don't want to start at the end, but the Tom Sandoval is full like Keith Raniere, like cult leader, the way he can manipulate people in his life. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I can't wait till we get to the big reveal, because I feel like when they were all like alluding to this, like Alex Baskin, who I'm like, why do I know this man's name?
I don't know. I agree.
I think about that lady from Tiger King.
Carol Baskins, yeah.
I think he is a
singular, she's a plural. I think he's Alex Baskin.
Oh, okay. And she's Skins.
She's Skins.
Okay. Well, anyway, that lady, I mean that man, or person, I don't know how they identify, but they said that they like, oh, it's going to change everything and it really is going to shake up who actually comes back next season. And I was like, I think everybody thought, oh, Ariana's not going to come back. I think basically the reveal is like, oh, Tom Sandoval might not come back next season.
I think he can't. I think it's over for him.
Yeah.
His life is over. And I mean that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a part of me that there's a little sliver, okay? A small part of me.
Mm-hmm.
That feels a little. Okay, guys, just a little beep, 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 beep.
Everybody calm down. Yes.
Deep breaths. A little bad for Raquel. Not really Tom.
Yes.
Raquel is, trying to think of a nice way to say this, one of the dumber persons.
I don't want to say the S word or the D word, but.
One of the dumber persons on this planet, Earth. Mm-hmm. And she was bamboozled.
Yeah, hoodwinked.
She was bamboozled. She also was participating in fucked up stuff. But Tom preyed on her because he knew that she was easily bamboozleable.
Yeah, very easily bamboozleable. Yeah.
And so seeing her sit there in her own destruction with just a blank stare on her face throughout that whole reunion, the girl can't, I think it's, she can't process what's going on around her.
No, I think that Tom Sandoval is a full-blown predator. So like initially when all this stuff happened, it was like, I immediately went to like, how did this man manipulate this woman into doing all this stuff, right? And then as the episodes rolled out, I was like, well, maybe she wasn't manipulated. Maybe she is a fucking diabolical demon. What did Lala call her? A stupid demon.
A stupid demon. And then, well, the way we got to Poo Poo Head was so funny to me.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
The poo-poo house? What was it like? You live in a house of poo.
I wrote it down. In a poop house, a stinky poop house made of dog shit, a poopy house. A creepo poo-poo head. Both of you, poo-poo heads. And then he said, poo-poo head.
Here's the thing. James, Nora and I are James apologists, I think. Yeah. We identify as that. Mm-hmm. If I was there in person, I would have killed him.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, shut. Even Lala by the end was like, can you stop it?
No, literally. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. But the episode starts with the entry of Raquel into the group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard. I think what's hard to watch about Ariana and her go at it with each other is that Ariana, the intelligence level is there's a gap.
Yeah, I think that it was reminding me of like, a mom yelling at a small child.
Yes, agreed. It was very reminiscent of that. And that's not fun to watch.
No.
So I think that was the one thing where I was like, this is, I'm not loving. It's not that I'm anti her going in on Raquel, obviously. It's hard to see because like she can't respond.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't blame Ariana for being that mad because mm-mm. God knows what I would have done. I would have not gone to the reunion because I would have said, you know what? I don't think that I would be able to control myself. I wrote down some of like the most scathing things that Ariana said. She said, fuck yourself with a cheese grater.
That was tough.
That one was, oof. I was like, no.
Do we have to?
We're talking about, it's like bordering on sexual violence. And I don't love that. You know, I don't like that. No. She said, you're ugly, you're hideous, you're rotten on the inside like a moldy piece of fruit. You are nothing. I will say, she said, you are lower than the fucking lowest of low people. You are a fucking psychopath. You are terrifying to me as a person. Okay, fine. The fact that you are capable of this shit is unfucking believable. And this part really did make me laugh when she said, you're a Dementor. I know you like Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter of it all. I saw someone tweet about it. I can't remember who. They were like, it's funny because it's actually not even a good read on someone. Like to say like, oh, you like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Because it's not really that funny, but it's just funny because like it's... Harry Potter is also so problematic now because of
JK.
JK. It's so childish, but we all kind of participated in it. But she is definitely the girl who like has Ravenclaw posters like on her ceiling when she goes to sleep. Don't you think?
Yeah. You know, as a Ravenclaw, I take problem with that. But
I'm sorry.
I do think.
I think Kix is. Is Kix Ravenclaw?
Or Kix is.
Hufflepuff?
Kix. Is a Hufflepuff ass bitch. I love her, but she's a Hufflepuff.
You know what I am, right?
A Slytherin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, I don't even, I think that, what do they call those creatures in Harry Potter? Like the people who come from magical families but don't have any magical abilities? That's, I feel like, what Raquel is.
Mudblood.
No, mudblood is
a word. Wait, is that what you mean?
No, I don't mean that.
As I said mudblood, I'm like, do I need to bleep that?
Yeah. Is that a slur?
It feels like a slur.
Well, I mean, I think it was meant to. Well,
yeah, I
JK
agree.
Knows about
slurs. She loves slurs.
Anyway, no, but I also think a Dementor is like so funny because Dementors are like, they actually, not to get like all Harry Potter nerdy over here, but I'm like, actually, Dementors are terrifying creatures that suck your soul out. Like, I don't think that that's Raquel. I think that Raquel is just a Bambi-eyed dumb bitch. Like, I really do. And I do agree with you where I, again, don't blame Ariana for her anger or anything. But I do feel like there's no fight here. Mm-mm. There's no fight. It's just them yelling at Raquel and Raquel just sitting there. Taking it, I think that, you know, that anger could have very much been pushed to Sandoval, which it was, but it just was like awkward. It just was like not satisfying. It was uncomfortable, like you said.
I agree. There's a part of that that was not fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that Lala is a mistress?
I mean, yeah, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah. And I'm not even, here's the thing. I think the mistress conversation is a little displaced a bit.
Yes.
Because why are we so angry at the mistresses when we're not carrying the same anger towards the misters?
The misters involved, yes.
Right.
I agree. And, you know, that was also Lala's point. And I think even Raquel brought that up. Raquel was like, you were saying that you get the brunt of it. You get all the name calling. But I feel like now you're doing the same thing to me. But I think to everybody else's point, it's, yeah, we're doing the same thing to you because you lied blatantly to Ariana's face while you were carrying on this affair, mm-hmm. and you were fucking her or fucking her boyfriend. This is really funny. Lala kept saying, like, you were fucking her man multiple times, whatever. And, or she kept saying you were fucking him. And Tom Sandoval was like, no, it wasn't fucking. I fucked her once. We fucked once. And then James goes, let's be honest here, mate. It was multiple times. That's when Tom is like, multiple. He's, I'm James Kennedy. I know everything.
Okay, so let's talk about what James said, though, in that moment. Because James kind of revealed that he kind of revealed that he knew that they had fucked in Mexico?
Yeah, I think because we all knew that they had fucked in Mexico. Where the rumors were always there. Like, right. All the stuff that Raquel revealed were, like, things that we had already known to be true. We just were like, okay, maybe that didn't happen. But, like, not a surprise. I think that Tom went into this reunion with this almost as, like, his little, like, semi-like defense was that, oh, nobody actively saw me put my dick inside of her for a period of 6 weeks. Therefore, you know that I really tried to control myself. Like, he keeps bringing up the fact that I did it once, I regretted it immediately, and then we were not doing anything for 6 weeks. And then suddenly we decided that we just, like, couldn't control ourselves. But Raquel is like, no, we never stopped. We never stopped doing it. And again, it just proves that Tom Sandoval's biggest concern, he loves himself more than anything. I was going to ask you, do you think he loves Raquel?
No. When he said, I'm in love with her, I'm like, you don't fucking know
bullshit.
What that means.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Both of you, poo-poo heads.
Seriously. Like, neither of you know what love is. Like, you just don't.
No.
I don't. Raquel is not in love with him either.
No.
You wouldn't, if you were in love with someone, you wouldn't say, like, a couple minutes later when Andy Cohen asks you, where do we go from here? It's too early to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, babe, I don't think you love him. If you loved him, you would be like, I'll do anything to make this situation work. But you are saying that you are kind of TBD on everything, you know?
The whole thing is a disaster. They asked Schwartz about his involvement, and Schwartz really tries to sell it that they had some sort of chemistry, he and Raquel. And I loved Katie because she says, she's a cunt. She's a cunt and you're a drunk.
This is a potential mother.
I'm sorry. I'm a Katie. Okay. Guys. I don't like Katie. Okay. I've never liked her. There's just something about her mean girlness bothers me. It reminds me of, like, girls that were mean to me in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. She can be such a mean girl. However, mm-hmm. class act.
Yeah.
She to me was like, she was so grounded this whole reunion.
Yeah.
Just sitting there saying what everyone was thinking. I thought I get A++ performance on Katie's end.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. She was so good. And like, she could have really gone in on Schwartz mm-hmm. and all those things. But she was just like, she knows that they look worse than she ever needs to try to make him look.
Right.
So
and there's a sense of
whatever.
Yeah. And there's a sense of, like, power in someone who said, when you say less, like, you hold more power than mm-hmm. when you just that. I think that maybe is what I wish Ariana had done a little bit.
Yes. Thank you. Just as you said that, I was like, that's what it was. I think that she just went on for a smidge too long. I wish that she had said, I have nothing to say to you. You are despicable. You've broken my heart. You've betrayed me. I never want to talk to you again. But the fact that she kept calling her like, oh, like she lies. She lies. She fucked my man. I was like, okay. Do you even like this man?
Right. You, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that Ariana, I don't know. Ariana also has gone through the ringer, and then cameras have been on her face since it all, literally since it happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's going to be in the, like some evolving from this moment. But she also, something that I found interesting about the timeline of when they filmed this is I think I might have wished they had filmed it a little bit later.
Yes, like, thank you.
Because, like, I wish they'd filmed it maybe, like, the beginning of May when mm-hmm. things hadn't, a bit of the dust had settled. Because I think they filmed this, didn't they film this, like, in early March or something?
In March, yeah. I think they filmed it 3 weeks after everything came out.
So, things are so fresh. And also, more information has come out. And I'm positive that they didn't get to see, like, they didn't really talk about the finale at all. Did you notice that?
No, they didn't. No, because I don't think they saw it.
No, and I'm not talking about the, sorry. The finale of, like, the later footage, they did not talk about because I think they filmed it literally minutes before they walked onto that reunion stage. But the, like, initial finale, like, the finale party at
the screaming at Terry.
Yes, that. I feel like there is a lot more to be talked about there.
Yeah.
That wasn't. Like, about the way Raquel was behaving there was insane.
Yes.
The way Tom ran out, Tom Schwartz ran out.
Yep.
Confrontation in the alley. Like, there was a lot that left to be desired on that front because we were so focused in on what had happened just with the affair. Like, I wish that they had maybe pieced a little bit more of, like, the actual storyline of the show through the reunion. Don't you think? It was kind of 3 hours of talking about the affair.
There were so many moments in that finale that were important. Like you said, Raquel's behavior was insane. Schwartz's behavior was so cowardly and bananas. And I think the biggest thing was that, like, there was a mistreatment of Katie. They used Katie. Tom Sandoval used Katie, like, in a way that is truly sick. Like, he really tried to put it all on Katie as being this crazy person who has, you know, an insane control issue and all that stuff. He screamed at Katie's mom. He screamed at Katie. He was acting absolutely belligerent while Ariana was crying. And we never talked about that. I actually felt bad for Katie because I wish that we had gotten more chatter about that for her. Like, how, yeah, Schwartz is saying, going to continue to say he wasn't involved. But, like, you all danced on Katie's face.
Yeah.
While she was going through something really fucking shitty. And
that's as a good said, point.
That's
I
a potential
really
mother.
Well,
this is a potential mother.
Well, you know, I didn't think about it like that. You thought about it better than I did about how it's not Schwartz. I mean, Schwartz definitely is involved, but Sandoval is this huge master manipulator, manipulating through Schwartz to Katie, you know? Like, absolutely. He really is on top of this whole group, like, pushing really fucked up story. He's crazy. As I sit here and talk to you about it, I'm like, maybe he is dangerous.
So here's the thing. I think that it's easy to say that he is dangerous, but he's also manipulating very dumb people. Like, he
let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah. He's not, like, diabolically, like, ooh, like, he's, you know, like, but I mean, also, I think cult leaders are often dumbasses. Like, I don't necessarily think that it's that hard to get people to just listen to every single word you say and follow along. I mean, hello, hi, both of us have podcasts.
Both of us have podcasts, and we also both participate in the Bravo cinematic universe.
But, like, I think one of the funniest things about – it's funny. Initially I was like, wow, he is dangerous. But then the more I thought about it, it just cracked me up because, like, his whole, like, defense of himself and his, like I said before, his, like, big thing that, like, he was going to keep leaning on was the fact that for a six week period, he decided that he didn't want to actually have an affair with her. Like, for a 6 week period, he and Raquel were like totally not doing anything. And I think that was like his big defense. And mm-hmm. to the point where he manipulated this girl to tears, where she's like crying hysterically to the producers, being like, I don't, I'm just so tired of lying and hurting people. Because this man convinced her that we need to stick to the story that for 6 weeks, we did not touch each other. We only had sex that one time in the car, and then we didn't do anything until after filming wrapped. And that's it. Like, he was just so obsessed with it. And it just cracks me up because, like, a whopping 6 weeks to not fuck somebody is like not that impressive.
No. Ew. I think for him it probably is. And you know, when you think about it, she is kind of the Raquel is the perfect victim for him, because pageant girls, like, their whole gig is reciting, practicing lines, responses. That's literally what she's practiced for her whole entire life. It's actually really sad when you think about it. Like, she, first of all, the pageant world is, it's hard for me to, it's not for me, but a big part of it, especially like in the interview section from, you know, from watching Miss Congeniality. They practice those. I'm picturing like Michael Caine and Sandra Bullock practicing on set. Like, that was Sandoval and Raquel, like, reading like call and responses to each other about what they want to wish in the world. And she doesn't say world peace, and then they go back and do it all again. You know, she's an easily manipulatable, a very malleable brain in that way. Like, she's kind of the perfect victim, which is sad, really, when you think about it.
What did you think about that, like, conversation they were having when she was, like, getting out of her green dress to get into streetwear and exit back to her trailer 100 yards away from Sheena?
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
The laughter? They were, like, laughing. I'm like, y'all.
Yeah. She said, I did think that, like, when James said that Allie is an upgrade, I thought to myself, yeah, that's true. And then they both cackled. And I was like, Raquel. I think Raquel put herself down thinking that her man that she's blown up her life for is going to be like, don't say that. That's not true. You're not a downgrade. And instead he's like, ha, 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 LOL, twirling his stupid mustache.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right. He literally was like, yeah, you are dumb. I'd rather fuck Allie too.
Wait, speaking of Allie.
What? Oh.
This Go is ahead. A potential mother.
Love her. Love her. Love her. And I've been team Allie since she stepped foot on the screen, and not all y'all were. Some of y'all were like, yeah, they are a mismatch. I actually think that they are a great match because she has no filter, not in a abrasive way or like a badgering way. She's literally just like, James, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I love it. Did you watch the uncensored one?
Yes.
There's like that scene they cut to of Allie fangirling about Sheena being pizza girl in the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, so Jonas Brothers are a huge blind spot for me.
Me as well, because I'm almost 40.
Okay, you're a little bit older than me, but still, like, even me, it's a little too it's a little too young for me. Even
you, a young gay man in his early 30s.
To me, Jonas Brothers and gay don't really intersect as much as you think. Visually, yes.
Like, not really even. They're okay.
No, Nick is an important kind of body to the gays. Okay. I wasn't aware. No, Nick's body is something that the gays cherish. But outside of that, you know, Kevin is the forgotten realtor, right?
You know, who Kevin's sold Dolo's house, children, right? Go to the same summer camp as my kids.
Well, no, I didn't know that till now. He was on New Jersey. Wasn't he selling a house to Dolores or something?
He was selling a house to Rosie.
Well, I don't know why in my mind that was Dolo.
They both have a similar, like, husky New Jersey voice sometimes. Yeah.
And a heavy bosom.
Yeah, happy. A heavy bosomed bad bitches from New Jersey.
I wish I had a heavy bosom. I honestly think about ordering a breastplate just to like wear around the house.
Oh, okay.
Like while I clean, wouldn't it be fun to like clean with boobies?
No, Tom, I've had them my whole life, and I'm telling you that it's not that great. Yeah, I actually was telling my husband, I was like, I really want to get a breast reduction. And he said, what if you give me some of yours and I put it in my chest? And I was like,
does what? He want boobies?
I think he wants them to be like he wants more a peck. Pecky. And I was like, babe, these are fat. It's not going to work that way.
It's not going to, it's, you're going to look like me.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, you can have mine.
Okay, great. Can't wait. We'll take that offline.
Anyway, back to the Jonas Brothers.
Back to the Jonas Brothers. I'm not familiar with that music video. Sorry to all the Gen Zers out there, but it was so cute to see her like fully freak out. And Sheena also was eating it up.
Loved it.
She was like, I'm shocked she wasn't like, do you want like an autograph?
Yes. I love Shishu.
I love her so much. And she will forever be ingrained in my brain with like 3-inch long acrylic nails holding a White Claw in a sweatshirt.
In a sweatshirt and Sun Chips on the side.
Like, I'm mad. I mean, I have a Fresca, but I want a White Claw and a Sun Chip. That sounds great.
That sounds so good. I want to be 100 yards away from you with acrylic nails, a White Claw, and some Sun Chips.
Meanwhile, you're in like a mint green bed sheet draped around your body, standing 100 yards away from you, just staring at me.
Watching moving pictures on a screen and wondering, huh?
Wait, did the Crappens guys talk about her watching moving pictures? That is familiar to me in some way.
I feel like, yeah, they may have mentioned it, yes.
Because I was cackling when they said that, because like, I really picture Raquel seeing the world as like stick figures.
Yes, she and really, I know.
It makes me sad.
It makes me sad that then somebody's telling her that she's a moldy piece of fruit.
Well, that one I kind of see.
Yeah. But fuck yourself with a cheese grater.
That one's not so mean. That one's not that mean.
Yeah.
The cheese grater, we could have kept that, I think. Don't you think?
Initially, when she said it, I was like, oh, that's good. And then I was like, oh, no, that's not good. Like, it was like a quick, like, 1-2 in my mind of like, oh, like, I just...
Well, it made me immediately think of the recent Evil Dead Rise movie that came out.
Not familiar.
I know you don't dive into horror, but I'm a horror girly. And there is a really frightening cheese grater moment that is not dissimilar to what she described.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah.
But we're not talking about the best read of the night, and that is...
I ain't gonna win this pageant either, Lisa. She doesn't win those.
It was such a like throwaway in the middle of like other chaos that was happening. Mm-hmm. I was like, I love James so much. She ain't gonna win that either, Lisa. Like
the accent so too good. With the read makes it so good. Because if Lala said she's not gonna win that pageant either. She doesn't win those. It wouldn't have been funny, I think. But James is just between the accent, his delivery, he is a gifted comedian, y'all.
So good. Also, when Lisa finds out that Tom went as Raquel for Halloween.
For her, that was the biggest reveal of the night. I'm like, babe, that was on Instagram. Grandma, so wake up.
Someone re-up Lisa's genital. Like, she was completely blown away. She had never heard more shocking information than Tom Sandoval dressing up as Raquel for Halloween. And she was like, why, Tom? Why would you do that? And James is like, because he's a creeper. He's a creeper. He's a creepo. I was like, I love you, James.
I love him so much. No, grandma needed this. This was above grandma's pay grade this day, I think.
Well, in the uncensored version, we got that little scene with Lisa and Tom together.
Yeah, not great.
Not great for Lisa.
How many people were scared? Me too. I was really, really scared.
Very.
Immediately when you play that for me, I have to raise my hand.
I get it. No, that was hard. She has some real, real, like, old town British, like, royal family misogyny.
She really does. Even Katie's like, I don't really feel like I want to be a mom. Like, I just kind of want to travel the world and like fuck a new guy in a new country every month. And Lisa's like, that sounds very hard. I'm like, Lisa, shut up. Not everybody wants to be a mother. Like, what's wrong with you?
And Lisa, you are so easy to read. You have 12,000 animals. There's something wrong with you if you have that many animals. I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Very important. Wait, to go back to Allie and the Abbey, which, mm-hmm. you know, if it wasn't for Allie, we would not have had so much. But what cracked me up in that is, like, when they're telling the story about, like, how Allie and James walked into the Abbey and saw Tom, and Tom is like, no, we were there. We were there with a table of people. And James says, no, it was my table that I invited him to because I'm a cool guy.
First of all, and wasn't it his dad?
It was his dad's
James
table.
Is like two-teethed father.
Jump scare dad, yeah.
Jump scare. Speaking of Evil Dead Rise.
What's his name? Like Domenico or something? Like something crazy, right?
Domenico?
No. What's James's father?
Not it, I promise you it is not Domenico. Domenico is like a Sean Cody porn star.
Oh, okay, it's Andros. I wasn't that far off.
Also could be a Sean Cody porn star name.
Yeah.
Dad is a mom and dad Kennedy are spooky cookie spooky.
Those are two spooky people.
Those are Fright Night City. Like they're tough to lay eyes on.
Yeah. James is a gift compared to them.
Yes. I don't know how we got him. Even just like physically.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
How we landed here. Does he have siblings?
He does, and they look like
troll people.
Very British James Kennedy.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
They look like Domenico or whatever his name was.
No, they look like Andros. They look like they have very British dental health.
And James has always had good teeth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think James, he's had teeth done. How did he get that end of the stick?
But I think James is like beloved by his mother because of how handsome he is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of very weird, creepy stuff happening.
Well,
there.
Is Mrs. Kennedy the mother of the other brothers?
Yes.
She is. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's darker than I wanted it to be. It's a dark side. That's dark sided. In my
brain,
that should
add
go on
that
the sound. That yeah, that needs to be on here. You know what we haven't used really at all is this.
You ate that.
Katie. Katie. She's a drunk. She's a cunt. You're a drunk.
Yes. Yes. There we go.
You ate that.
Or essentially every time Lisa opened her mouth, this one.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Yes. Or even when Tom opened his mouth, because they're talking about the Abbey, and Tom's defense is, first of all, nothing was going on at the time, because they're like, what did you think about Katie and everybody bringing up the fact that they thought it was weird that you were at the Abbey with Raquel? And he keeps saying that nothing happened, nothing was going on at the time. But isn't them going to the Abbey after See You Next Tuesday the same night that they fucked in the car? So something did happen with you guys at that point.
The fuck in the car was the first fuck.
Yeah.
So they hadn't fucked. I think Sandoval's wording is like, no, we had not had sex at that point. Meaning,
I think they did.
No, but I think he's saying like, we hadn't had sex until we left the Abbey.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's like, saying there was no penetration at the Abbey.
There was no penetration prior to the Abbey. The penetration began after the Abbey incident.
Yeah.
I think that that's where his brain is working.
Yeah. So again, okay, whatever that means.
Seriously.
Okay. Whatever that means.
You know, when you release this on your feed, people are going to be even more mad at me for the soundboard.
No, my people love goofy, goofy nonsense.
No, we only had like one or two people get mad. We actually had some DMs come in and be like, we're liking it. Just ease off a little bit.
Love the soundboard. The soundboard is amazing.
We had someone in, like, it was on some random post. They're like, cool it on the soundboard.
Shut the fuck up. How about that?
Yeah, seriously. No, but, you know, so we have the pageant read. That was amazing. We have the Harry Potter read. That was also amazing. Are we missing another big, like, read moments that came out?
I mean, he said he called him a creeper. He said poop house, a stinky poop house made of dog shit, a poopy house.
It really surprised me because I didn't realize that we hadn't gotten poo poo head yet because it came so late. Yeah. So when we were going poo poo house, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the entry to poo poo head. To see him craft that, it took him a minute to get there. He was like, poop house, poop, poo poo, house, poop, poop, babe, living in house, poop, people, poo head, you're two poo poo heads. That's like his train of thought, essentially.
The pasta was overtime, doing overtime.
Babe, the pasta was flowing.
I just love that he said, because I didn't cover the episode last week because I was on vacation, but I do have to say it was hilarious for James to be like, I just can't help it. He triggers me and then I get mad and then he makes me have to pee. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, James, good one. We really believe that you're going to the bathroom and peeing every single time
I kind of believed him because I am a like peer. Okay. My name is Tom Hamlet, and I am a peer, okay?
No, I don't think that James was peeing. I think James was loading up on the
nose nachos.
The nose nachos, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hope not.
I mean, I think that that's what's going on with James.
Can we also take a moment? I have never seen someone take a full-ass Zanny and look more stressed. Schwartz.
First of all, like, I'm over their stupid little fucking antics. That was so staged to me.
I agree that I thought it was staged. But then I also thought it was insane when Sandoval was like, bro, you can't, like, you have to, like, tell them, like, they can't ask you, like, what your prescriptions are.
Yeah, he's trying to be, like, what, a champion for mental health?
Yeah, like fuck what? Off. Go away. Stop. Shut up.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Seriously. And then, but I have to say,
yeah,
I think my favorite part of part three was seeing Schwartz realize his best friend is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, and I think we all know when he had that realization, don't we?
Yes. So Ariana reveals, she's like, well Andy asks Raquel, and Sandoval, like, was there any more sex that had happened since the affair began and then the break? And Ariana goes, yeah, there was someone. It was me. We fucked in, like, I don't know, August or September or something, something like that. And then Sandoval goes, yeah, it was really hot. You wore a t-shirt the whole time or something like that. He's sick.
He's sick. And he said it. And then Schwartz immediately put his whole face into the palms of his hand. Mm-hmm. And he said, bro, you can't say that, dude. And Sandoval was like, I'm sorry, dude. I was like, shut the fuck up, both of you. But yes, I think that was a moment when Schwartz realized this is a bad man. This is not good.
I think he saw in that moment, like, his life flash before his eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know what about it. I think it was just, he is so stupid that he can't really see. I think Jax and Sandoval and him have all just lived life in a way where they're like they like can do no wrong and they can talk their way out of any situation. And I think his world is crumbling around him because he's realizing that the people around him have been bad.
Yeah.
And he's been bad.
Yeah.
And they do have something. He has two restaurants. I mean, that's not nothing. Mm-hmm. But that's all he has. Cause I'm sure he's also like, I don't know that I'm going to be back on this show.
Yeah. So
I need to make sure that my life is intact. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think apparently he was on, not that I listened to it, I only saw somebody post about it on the Twitters.
Same.
He was on Jax's podcast and he was saying how, like, he realizes that, like, he was being hoodwinked also. And then he, like, covered up a lot of shit and he felt really bad about it, whatever. But I also think, like, Schwartz, do you remember the beginning of the season which seems like truly ages ago.
No,
ages. I feel like I have aged 4 years watching the season. But
wait. Can you remind, when the season began airing, we did not know, right?
No, we didn't.
It started airing in like December or November, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just forgot about that. I almost can't remember my life pre this.
What were we doing? We all will need to get mentally evaluated.
We do. Remember we were talking about cults?
We're in one. So in the beginning of the season, I remember like Schwartz was like really complaining that Sandoval had been like, spending all his time on his like stupid little band. And he's the one that needed to like reel Sandoval in and be like, listen, like the restaurant needs to open up. And he felt like Sandoval wasn't doing enough. And I always found that to be weird because I was like, I thought that all these years we were to believe that like Sandoval was the brains and mm-hmm. Schwartz was like the charm and like the goofy silliness. Right.
Yeah.
But like now watching this, I realize like, no, actually, I think Schwartz is like slightly, I mean, he's done a lot of drugs. So I feel like I don't know how much brain power he has left, mm-hmm. but I think he's slightly more living in reality than Sandoval is. And now I think he's living in a lot more reality than Sandoval is.
Well, I don't think the fame means as much to him as it does to Sandoval. I think Sandoval thrives more off of being famous.
Yeah.
Where Schwartz just loves his like fancy life he has.
Yeah, which is like not that fancy.
No, it's not, but he also is from Florida.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. If I'm sorry, Floridians. I'm sorry, that was me.
Yeah. If you had a friend who did this to one of your other friends, if you had a friend mm-hmm. like Tom Sandoval, would you send him a text? Before making a funny meme about him on the internet.
Wait, so I didn't understand that. So Schwartz made a funny meme, you say?
I don't think Schwartz did. I think he was just complaining that like instead of like when everybody found out, you know, I have friends in this group.
Oh,
and,
I understand what you're saying. And no one was like, hey, babe, you okay?
Yeah, no one touched. It was like Vicky asking for a casserole because Brooks was faking cancer. You know, like it was very much the same thing. It's just like,
I'm back on Team Vicky again. I'm doing like my OC rewatch. And I'm like, God, I love her. When you watch the old episodes, you're like, she didn't know what COVID was. So we can just pretend that this is a good version of her.
All right, sure.
I kind of die for Vicky being like, you could have at least brought me a casserole.
Yeah, I just wanted a casserole. I wanted people to like check in on me. And that's like Tom. Tom's like upset that nobody texted him.
Yeah.
Totally.
And for him, casserole is cocaine.
Yes. A dish of coke.
Wouldn't you love to get your hands on a list of the drugs that each person has done?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of them. Like even last episode when Lala was saying how like Randall used to have his assistant like run drugs for him. Mm-hmm. They like, cut to Sandoval and Sandoval had this like very guilty look on his face. This was like.
It me.
I use that assistant too. That's what batteries and toilet paper actually mean.
Yeah, that is what. This show is too coded. That's my thing about drugs. Okay.
Oh, that's your thing about drugs?
Can we just talk about it? I don't like that we can't talk about it. I'm like, people do drugs, okay?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be so cagey about who does drugs?
Yeah.
The world's ending, okay?
Yeah, the sky is orange.
The sky is legit orange. If we go outside here in New York City, supposedly it's like you smoked 20 cigarettes by just breathing. So like,
yeah.
I just want to know who did drugs. And if I want to be a part of it.
Okay. Also, I had to ask you something. Is Raquel a nickname for Rachel?
Okay. This to me was the biggest reveal of the night. She said verbatim. Lala says, well, I didn't change my name to Lala. That's a nickname that like my friends gave me. And she was like, yeah, well. Raquel is a nickname for Rachel. And I was like,
I gave myself.
It's like, well, babe, like nicknames like typically are shorter unless it's like a fully different word. Unless like you have a friend that you just call Meatball for some reason. Or so, like, do you know what I mean? Like unless there's like a completely unrelated word.
Yeah.
Rachel to Raquel, if you say nickname, I say appropriation. But I mean,
Yes, thank you.
That was the other part of that. I'm like, why is no one talking about the fact that Raquel is not like a white woman from Arizona's name?
Mm-mm. Not that you don't have white women named Raquel.
No, I know, but I don't think she has family members with
no.
Q-U-E-L and any last names or first surnames.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
But the idea of, but the idea of her being at high school and being like, there's one too many Rachels here. I have to change something about me. Like, what? Like, you go to, I'm assuming she looks like, I mean, I grew up outside of Dallas. Like, I'm sure she grew up in a similar, like, place that I did. Huge high school. There's about like 5,000 Rachels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you started going by a different name altogether.
Okay, so an only example, I guess, where the name would be longer is Tom, is Tommy.
Yeah.
That's longer, which is, I guess,
what Terry Maloney calls Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, and I welcome Tommy. People don't call me Tommy, but I'm down for it. What I'm not down for is Thomas, because Thomas is not my name. I'm not given, that is not my given name. So I get mad when people like try to like get my attention by being like Thomas. I'm like, that's not my name.
Who the fuck is that?
So who the fuck are you talking to?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what Raquel did. It's like Raquel, it's like if you started going by Tomas and they were like, or Timothy or something like that.
No, Tomas.
Tomas.
Like Luann's pirate.
Yes. Was that his name?
Tomas, yeah.
Another Tom.
Another Tom. They're all Bad News Bears.
Yeah, except for you.
Wait till my scandal comes out.
Wait, do you think that if Rachel changing her name to Raquel is problematic, then Lindsay calling Carl Carlito is also problematic?
It's weird. Well, okay, my only defense, I think Danielle made it up.
Okay, fine. She's a Hispanic woman. We'll allow it.
If she did,
but also,
it, if she did it first, it's okay.
Yeah.
And that's me, a white person who made that rule. Okay.
And that's me, not a Hispanic person, but also not a white person saying that.
Wait, something I do want to just say overall about kind of like a high level thought on this whole reunion and season is I miss the whole build up to this like final moment, right? To me was very, it was a bit of a letdown. I was certainly shocked that they fucked in Mexico. That's confirmed. Yeah. And I was certainly shocked that it's confirmed that they fucked when grandma's funeral was happening.
Yeah.
But I just, I kind of miss when we were like stupid watching these shows. Don't you a little bit? Mm-hmm. Like where I didn't know about like the news.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying stupid is like not informed about what's right and wrong. I just say stupid is like, I would love to just go in blind to all celebrity, like literally pop culture.
Yes.
You would just stumble upon.
I would like to be surprised.
Yes. Like I want to be ignorant in those ways again, you know?
Yeah.
I want to like not know that there's a reveal at the end of a reunion. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. Like we had so much fun watching the finale of Succession, right? Because we were like, oh, nobody knows what happens at the end. Because
Tom Wambaum didn't go leak to Page Six that he has the company now.
Tom Greg didn't send a blind item to Dumois. Okay.
That bitch would though.
100%.
Yeah. Greg is Dumois.
He would screenshot the translation of whatever Norwegian or Danish or whatever that was.
I just have real issues with Dumois culture in general, blind item stuff. It's
nonsense.
And we had this like whole discourse about if Lisa Vanderpump was a part. I mean, this woman is not smart enough to like lead on. I wish we had not redirected our theories for so long on this like ending sequence, because it made the ending sequence not really land for me. Did you notice though, the last moment when like they cut to the Vanderpump Rules Part 3?
Yeah,
it cuts. If I was working in production there and I saw this cut come through, I would have a note on this, because they leave her audio track playing over the cut to Vanderpump Rules Part 3, and she literally, I may have to add it to the soundboard, she literally goes,
yeah, it was like moany, and then she goes,
it was so creepy. She goes, I'm like, that's how we're ending like this Emmy Award winning season of reality television. So weird.
It was really weird. I
was crying laughing. I was also a little high and had some wine, but I was like, that's it. That Maybe that was the reveal. They're like, wait until the last like half a second. There's a huge reveal.
So funny. Oh God. You know, what else did I write down? And hilarious was when Raquel is doing her little like reveal, and then she's like, I even suggested being a throuple.
Like, babe, that's not how that works. You don't go from mistress to throuple.
Yeah.
Usually throuples start because a couple's like, hey, we both really like you. You want to like have sex with us?
Yeah. We saw you across the bar.
Right.
I know.
But that spoke to her bamboozlement, you know?
Yeah. She puts the Bambi in bamboozle.
She does. And that's kind of sad. She really makes me sad, guys. She makes me sad.
We're not saying that she is a good person. We're not saying that she is not, you know, responsible for her immoral actions. But what I'm saying is that this is a person who is, again, it goes back to your intelligence, right? It's a person with a lack of control, a lack of awareness, a lack of intelligence. And it, to me, it's predatory. I think Tom Sandoval is a predator for what he's doing with this girl. And yeah. I mean, I wonder what he's doing right now, just like having a full meltdown.
No, I saw this. I saw this hilarious video. I need to find it. I think it was on TikTok. I wish on Instagram, like, the one thing I like about TikTok is you go back to your likes, so you can like find things that you liked and share with people.
You can do that on Instagram.
I can see what photos I've liked.
Yeah, you can go to activities.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Well, damn. Yeah, of course. Well, damn. Yeah, I have one thing to say to that. No, I saw this hilarious video of him at the airport, was like stumbling, like he was like pencil, like he looked like a kid like late for class. I was like, this is hilarious. And he's not in any disguise, just like trying to get in that Southwest like A56 line.
He's just like out there ironing his bell bottoms or whatever, and just like,
oh God. Well, he was in Austin, right, for a bit with that influencer.
Yeah, he was. And apparently that girl came out and was like, I'm not doing anything. Like, leave me alone, you guys.
I'm sure she loved the press. She's a TikTok influencer.
Of course. One more thing about the reunion. There's so many more other things. But when Raquel is issuing her, like, apologies to the group, and then they cut to the trailer, and Brock's like, he's like, say sorry to people by name, mate, or whatever. And then she goes, yeah, what about my apology? I just like love her.
Same. I'm like, yeah, you better make this about you, girl, and your mermaid hair and your White Claw and sun chips.
You know what's funny about her hair is, remember when Tom Sandoval had that weird like white hair extension piece or whatever? Yes, in his hair a couple of seasons ago,
and
like Sheena's hair is basically that, except longer.
Except treated correctly.
Of course. Certainly. But that was a wig for Sheena.
I'm going to say it again, though. I said it last week. This woman has never looked better.
Incredible.
And I think she's probably getting dicked down good by her big-ass Australian husband. That haircut on him, in the words of Raquel.
In the sounds of Raquel.
No, that's a word for her. She doesn't have a lot of them. This is an explicit episode with all the moaning I'm doing.
It's okay. I read all of the things that Ariana said to Raquel earlier, so I feel
that's true. That was shocking. That was shocking, really. It was,
of course. Now,
did you love the battery commercial? Did you see that?
I loved the battery commercial.
Genius.
It's so funny.
Whoever is her PR person is incredibly smart. I gotta give I gotta give applause to him, because him or her, they what they're doing with like the ads is so smart. The razor ad.
So good.
So genius.
Honestly, they are also like Scrooge McDuck swimming on a bunch of coins right now. So I'm happy for them.
Oh, that lady is gonna own like a bigger mansion because of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Can we talk about the something that didn't come up in the reunion that I feel like needs to be addressed at some point is like the money. There's like money shit that I think is worth talking about between him taking out like another mortgage on the house for Schwartz and Sandy's, and then also the mom's retirement going there, all while the restaurant is like failing and he may get, do we think he'll get like bought out of it? I just don't know what will happen with all of the money and how it affects other people, because it will affect Ariana and it will affect his family.
So apparently, I think I heard it on, I think Sheena was on Danny Pellegrino's podcast or something, but apparently when Tom and Tom were building Schwartz and Sandy's and deciding to take a loan out, Katie and Ariana both have their own business managers, like for their talent and whatever. Okay. And so they talked to their business manager about it. And apparently they made sure that legally there was nothing tying them by the mortgage or anything. They were not responsible for whatever happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think, and I don't know if, like, I'm sure Katie just figured it out because they sold their house and she got her money for it. But like for Ariana, I think she had made sure that she was like covered because she has good legal teams around. I don't think that Tom Sandoval even thinks that legal teams are important. I don't think he has PR. Do you think he has PR? I don't think so.
No, I don't think he can afford PR. I honestly think that my biggest worry for him is what is next. I'm worried that he's going to end up in like just like a little house, not in LA, like working at like serving tables at a diner, like legit. Cause like, I don't think he's been very frugal with his money.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's much there.
No. I don't think he made any money during this tour that he went on.
No, not at all. And the overhead for the tour is insane because
a band
is expensive. Isn't it like a six piece band or something?
It's like a full marching band. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like Kenya Moore hair care. Like we could pull a couple more out.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am bummed we didn't get to see Kenya Moore hair care halftime show.
You know, I'm not caught up on Atlanta right now.
Okay, okay. Well, I just spoiled a huge spoiler to a season that's providing nothing.
I know. I heard about it. I already saw it on the internet. So I'm going to watch Atlanta. Listeners, hi. I will be watching Atlanta and talking about Orange County later this weekend. Anyway. Yeah, I feel like it's a bad time for Tom Sandoval. And I will say this again, not to say I'm a human being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that anything they did is right. I 100% know that those stupid ass tears that he mustered up at the end of the reunion were obviously fake because Lisa literally told him, hey, how about you cry a little bit? And he said, okay, Lisa, I'm going to go and cry. And that's why Ariana is laughing at him because she knows it's fucking fake. But I think he's a dog shit person in a poo-poo house made of poop. Mm-hmm. I think that Raquel is not well. But I also think that there is a level of like crazy that Vanderpump Rules fans have gotten to where they're like, I hope they kill themselves. I hope they die. Like I don't want harm to these humans in a like life way, you know, like 1,000%. I just want them to like go away into like obscurity, be nobodies, go and do something else, live like normal, regular lives and just like put this all behind you. And you know, Raquel is 28. She's young enough where I feel like she could put it all behind her if she wanted to.
And do what?
Tom Sandoval, I mean, maybe he can, you know, coach a hockey team in Florida. I don't know.
Yeah. Just Jax would be so mad if that was his trajectory.
It would be hilarious. Like, I almost want him to do that because I want to make Jax upset.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is people cheat.
Yeah.
Like, people are doing what they've done in the real world. Like, it happens quite often. So it's just amplified because we feel so invested in these relationships and we feel like we know them. And that's like the point of the show, which I get. But also you guys, if you ever think to yourself, if you're listening to this, like that you want to write something, you know, violent or mean to someone on your television screen, just like put the phone away. It's not worth it. Like, what are you getting out of that?
Yeah, what are you going to get out of it?
Even bad people, it's not worth it.
Yeah, even bad people don't deserve to be like berated like that. I mean, again, we talked at the start of this, we've been bringing this up, that yes, Ariana is right to be in her feelings, but watching her scream at this person who is emotionally and intelligent, like, and like psychologically, like a good 10, 15 points below her, is scary. And
it's
sad.
Scary. And remember, this was filmed a full, like, over 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. I had another thought to ask you. And you know what? It has escaped my mind.
By thought. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited for it all to be done. To be honest with you, it's been a lot on the brain. And I'm excited to watch some dumb white people in Orange County pretend that they care about things.
I have a question for you. Damn it, my brain, I lost it again. Oh, do you know what people are gonna do? The people who like started doing this just to cover Scandoval, and then now they don't have anything else to cover anymore.
What do you mean, like on TikTok or like
podcast? Yeah, like form? You know, like suddenly everybody was like a Scandoval expert, and they were like, yeah, all
like green screening in front of like a menu at Schwartz and Sandy's. Be like, as you can see behind me, the lobster corn dogs are $5.99. Follow me here for more intel.
Stupid. Yes.
You know what? People do go live your life. They'll continue to talk about it. To me, right. I mean, I've done it. And it's mortifying. So I'm speaking as someone who's been a part of this, but there's something so mortifying about green screen, like the like pointing behind you. I don't know. It's just embarrassing. I feel like we're going to look back on it in 10 years and be like, what were we doing?
100%. Green screen is mortifying. But you know what's more mortifying than green screen is what? Pointing to the words above you that are not there.
Yes. I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. I obviously understand the use of it. I've, once again, done it. But there's something about, like, when you look back at, like, did you participate in Dub Smash when you were, like 10 years ago?
I sure did.
Same.
Mortified.
Mine are still on my Instagram. I was scrolling to find, like, an old photo because I had my college reunion recently. And I was like, why on earth is there a Dub Smash of me reciting, like, ANTM? I literally recited like the Tiffany, we're all rooting for you thing.
I love it. Like, I've never posted that to the public.
I was posting it everywhere. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever done. I was like, when am I booked to MSG? Like one night only. Like, I am a comedian now.
You said to yourself, you ate that.
Seriously.
You ate that.
I was like, my lip sync was tight.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, this was a blast, Nora.
This was the best thing ever.
It was a nice little debrief on, it was like therapy, honestly.
Yeah, I just want everybody who's listening to just like remember to get a fucking grip. Like,
get a grip, please. Yes, but do rate and review to our podcasts.
Subscribe to both of our podcasts.
Absolutely.
Rate and review, 5 stars. Even if you have something nasty to say, just give us the 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm actually down for nasty with the 5 stars. I think it's fun.
Yeah. It does hurt my feelings.
It does. Yeah. But no, I have a fun little promo thing. We have on Dumpster Dive, we are releasing an episode on Sunday. We are recapping season 1, episode 1 of Real Housewives of Orange County with comedian Zach Noe Towers, and it's such a fun chat. We recorded it a while ago. Please go listen to it. It like coincided as a really fun kind of partner episode with the new season premiering, which OC I used to love, and then I kind of just stopped watching when Shmeli Shmad was on. So I'm excited about the new season for it to be like dumb and silly again. So check that out. It was a great chat. Go listen.
I believe it's going to be fantastic because I saw your TikTok of you guys watching the intros, the taglines for the first.
I have one tagline that's on the soundboard. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
So this is tagline from Kimberly, One Season Wonder Kimberly.
Oh.
That goes slept on.
85% of the women around here have had breast implants.
Me and you.
That's me. Yeah. Well, yours is an anti-implant, I guess. But
I would still need to put something in there.
You do have to put a little lift.
Yeah, a little something.
So we are going to be a part of that 85% one day.
Of women. Uh-huh. I thought you were going to play me the
I don't
want to
get old.
Yes.
Another good one is Lori goes, are the police involved?
So stupid.
As if that's like an all in, I'm there. Like that's the way she says it makes me think like, only if the police are involved, I'm coming.
Yeah, we should start using that like regularly.
Are the police involved?
Yeah. Like, hey, can you come to Jersey for dinner? For
are the police involved?
Yes.
Okay, this is stupid. We should end this. Nora, you do your pluggy plugs.
I don't have nothing to plug. Just stick around here. I'll be back later on in this week to cover something or another. I don't know. I still haven't talked about the summer houses. But, you know, speaking of Nene's little watch thing, did you watch Summer House Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
Because they basically...
No, recreated the scene.
They recreated the Nene with the watch scene. Gotta get that watch. Bling, bling.
No, it literally is the scene like, I don't like this person, but I want that watch. They literally like you know, our ancestors have always told us history repeats itself. And here we are, you know.
Bitches be mad.
Okay, bye, guys. That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod. And on TikTok at 2DumpsterDivas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.